بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن النظرة سهم من سهام إبليس مسموم من تركها مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته. Dear respected friends, elders, muhtaram dosto buzurgo, from one of the great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the honest truth is, my dear friends, because we have got this gift for free, we have not had to work hard for this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every single one of us sitting over here. Because we have not got to, had to work hard for it, unfortunately we don't realize the true value of this gift. What I want to talk about today, my dear friends, is these eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Have we spent a dollar or two? Have we spent $100, $1,000 to... Have we bought these eyes from Allah? Do we spend any money to maintain these eyes? Of course not. These eyes are a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki bahut badi ni'mat hai, mere dosto. بہت بڑی نعمت ہے مگر چونکہ ہمیں یہ آنکھیں مفت میں مل چکی ہیں اور ان کو سسٹین یا ان کو مینٹین کرنے میں ہمیں کچھ خرچ نہیں کرنا پڑتا ہے اس لیے ہمیں ان آنکھوں کی قیمت کا اندازہ ہی نہیں ہے. My dear friends, that person who could see before, who was able to see before, and then he lost his eyesight, my dear friends, ask him how much of a great loss he is in. And ask him that if you were to spend everything that you have to get your eyesight back, would you do this or not? My dear friends, from the time he lost his eyesight, the whole world has gone dark around him. You make him stand in right in front of the sun, and you make him sit in the darkest of rooms, both of them is the same for him. Because from the time he lost his eyesight, my dear friends, the whole world has gone dark upon him. Science has advanced today, medicine has advanced so much today that someone, he breaks his hand or his legs are amputated or he loses his arms. Science and medicine has developed so much, my dear friends, that we can find a replacement for this. We can find a replacement for this, so much so they will put a new hand, a fake hand onto his arm, and slowly, slowly his mind will start working so much and his mind will start sending through the channel such messages that now his mind can start controlling this fake hand as well. It was fake. It's a replacement. It wasn't the original one that Allah gave him before. But my dear friends, the same for feet, the same for legs, the same for many organs around the body. The same for many organs around the body. But this eye, my dear friends, is such an organ that till today, science has not been able to replace the eye the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this eye. One of the great scholars of today, the Allama Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah, he says that in these eyes we have in the middle, which is something called the pupil. And when we go into a light place, then this pupil gets smaller. When we go into a dark place, a dark area, this pupil gets bigger. If you look in the mirror, sometimes you see your pupil is small, sometimes you see your pupil is big, because according to the environment, this pupil, it gets bigger and smaller. It extracts and it contracts. It extracts and it contracts. Mufti Zaki Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah, he says that reading one research, I have come to understand, and the fact is that the amount of distance these nerves need to travel in order to make these pupils extract and contract, The nerves, they travel a distance of approximately 7 full miles. These nerves, all the messages they are sending inside, just to make this pupil get bigger and smaller, if you were to count the distance, they travel a distance of 7 miles. The nerves, all of this is happening behind the scenes. We do not even know this is happening to us, my dear friends. This is such a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where if we use these eyes in the right manner, my dear friends, look at the way we can benefit. If we use these eyes in the right manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that that person who looks at his parents in the right way, who looks at his parents with mercy, he looks at his parents with love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of an accepted hajj. Ye aankhe, agar hum sahi jagah par istemal karenge, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ki taraf se kitna ajeeb sawab milta hai. Ke jo aadmi apne walidain ko muhabbat ki nigah se dekhta hai, muhabbat aur rahmat ki nigah se dekhta hai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala usko har nigah par ek hajj ka sawab de dete hai. To ek sahabi ne pucha, ke ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, agar ek din mein 100 martaba is tarah dekhta hai, agar ek din mein 100 martaba is tarah dekhta hai, to kya 100 hajj ka sawab milega? Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke ek din mein wo kha 1000 martaba dekhta rahe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke khazane mein koi kami nahi hai. Har nigah par Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use hajj ka sawab denge, har nigah par hajj ka sawab denge. Aur phir agar hum in aankhon ko Quran ko dekhenge, in aankhon ke zariye se Quran ko dekhenge, to bas Quran ko dekhne ka ek mustaqil sawab hai. In aankhon ke zariye se hum ahlullah dekhenge, to ye bhi ek sawab ka kaam hai, ye bhi ek sawab ka kaam hai. Kisi ne Hakim Akhtar sahib rahmatullahi alayhi se pucha ke hadith mein to ye aata hai ke jo aadmi apne walidain ko mohabbat se dekhta hai use hajj ka sawab mil jata hai, to wo aadmi jo ahlullah ko dekhta hai to use kya milta hai? والدین کو دیکھنے پر اسے حج کا ثواب ملتا ہے, جو آدمی اہل اللہ کو دیکھتا ہے اسے کیا ثواب ملتا ہے؟ حکیم صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ بہت بڑے آدمی تھے, بہت بڑے شیخ تھے, پہنچے ہوئے بزرگ تھے, تو کیا فرمایا کہ جو آدمی اپنے والدین کو دیکھتا ہے اسے حج کا ثواب مل جاتا ہے, جو آدمی اہل اللہ کو دیکھتا ہے اسے حج کا بیت اللہ کا ثواب مل جاتا ہے, اسے تو ڈائریکٹ اللہ تعالیٰ مل جاتا ہے. جو آدمی اہل اللہ کو دیکھتا ہے, چونکہ یہ لوگ اللہ سے کنیکٹڈ ہے, اہل اللہ کو دیکھ کر فوراً اسے اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت مل جاتی ہے. My dear friends, if we use these eyes in the right way, look at the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to us. Just by looking at the Quran, Allah ta'ala will give us reward. Just by looking at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us reward. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Allah ta'ala says, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the skies, look at the earth, look at the way Allah has made these mountains, look at the beautiful scenery around you. When you go into air and you look down and you see all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say subhanallah over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you reward in this as well. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, you have not kept any fault in your creation. Oh Allah, you have not kept any fault in your creation. So just by looking, Allah Ta'ala Himself, it says, لَآيَاتٍ لِؤْلِ الْأَلْبَابِ. In the whole creation of Allah, there are big signs for the intellectual people. For the people of the Akhirah, there are big signs in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look towards your parents, Allah will give you the reward of an hajj. When you look towards the Ahlullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, just by looking at the Ahlullah, you will acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These eyes can be used in the right way, but just as these eyes can be used in the right way, my dear friends, these eyes can also be misused as well. And in the country that I come from, in the country that you live in, because my dear friends, as soon as the weather forecasts that there will be a bit of sun today, there will be a bit of sunshine today, then many a times the opposite gender, they tend to come and they will dress half naked on that day. They will dress half naked on that day. Today, times have moved forward, technology has advanced so much, everyone has got access to media. Everyone has got access to media. Look at this media today, my dear friends. When you look at this media, half the advertisements or majority of the advertisements on television, majority of the programs that come on television, look at the way the women are dressed. Look at the way the women, they are being forced to dress in a certain manner, my dear friends. Look at the billboards around us today. Look at the advertisements in the shops today. So much nudity is around us today, my dear friends. So much nudity is around us and it becomes difficult for a man to control his gaze. Technology has advanced even so much now. And the era, we're in the era of social media today. We're in the era of social networking today. So easy for me to send a picture of myself to somebody else, for someone to send a video to me, and someone can send his picture, upload his picture. Within moments, thousands of people can see his or her picture. And it becomes difficult for a person to control his gaze. But dear friends, in one place of the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one ayah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. O people, do not go close to zina. Do not go close to zina. تُم zina ke قریب ہی مت جاؤ. Allah نے ایسا نہیں فرمایا کہ zina مت کرو. Allah نے کیا فرمایا؟ تُم zina ke قریب ہی مت جاؤ. کیا مطلب ہے؟ مفسرین اس آیت پر کلام کرتے ہوئے فرماتے ہیں، اس آیت کا مطلب ہی یہ ہے کہ ان آنکھوں کو کنٹرول کرو اور ان آنکھوں کو غلط چیزوں کی طرف مت جانے دو. My dear friends, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran where He says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Do not go close to zina. He didn't say, do not do zina. He said, do not go close to zina. Mufassirin mention over here, what does it mean? That do not go close to zina. It means that control these eyes. Where did we get this meaning from? That do not go close to zina means control these eyes? Because the first step to zina is the misuse of these eyes, my dear friends. Today you will look at her, she will look at him, he will look at her, she will look at him. They will continue looking towards one another, one towards him, looking here. When we go on the public transport, we use the buses, we use the trains, eyes are going all over the place. When we go into work, our eyes are going all over the place. When we're going in the shopping centers, our eyes are going all over the place. As soon as we get onto the street, our eyes are going all over the place. He is looking here. Finally, he gets into eye contact with someone. He smiles towards her, she smiles towards him. So it started off with the eye, just by looking at one another. Then it got to a smile. From the smile, it got into exchanging numbers. He gives his number to her, she gives his number, and they start talking for long, long hours. After they start talking, they start saying, let us meet somewhere. They appoint a place to meet. After they meet, my dear friends, what will happen? You understand yourselves. Where did it all start off with? Controlling the eyes. If he would have been looking down, she would have controlled her eyes, not looking towards the opposite gender, not looking towards the non-mahram. Those women and those, for the women, those men whom Allah have made haram, and for the men, those women whom Allah Ta'ala have made haram, out of respect for them, we should not have been looking towards them, my dear friends. We should have been looking down, controlling our gaze. If we would have done so, this person would not have reached 1 year, 2 years, 3 years down the line into this zina. And now today, you misuse your eyes in the morning and you meet with such people that within the evening you'll be in the immodest act of zina, my dear friends. So controlling the eyes, it is very, very important. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the glorious Quran, قُلْ say to the believing men, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men that lower your gaze and do not give the lustful glance. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ and control your private parts. And this was not only told to the men. If you look in the Quran, many times, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Many a times when Allah is saying something in the Quran, He does not single out women from the men. Allah Ta'ala addresses the woman in the same address that He gives to the men. Where Allah Ta'ala is saying, U'budu Rabbakum. And those who understand Arabic, U'budu means, O you men, worship your Lord. But Allah, unanimously we understand, Allah is not only addressing the men over here, Allah is addressing the woman at the same time as well. But this injunction of the Quran, that control your eyes, lower your gaze, do not give the lustful glance. It is such an important order of the Quran that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the men, at the same time Allah ta'ala orders the woman as well. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ say to the believing men, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ say to the believing women. يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ control your gaze, lower your glaze. يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ they need to lower their glaze. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنْ Both men and women have been told that lower your gaze and control your private and safeguard your private parts. Again, we understand from the way Allah has said this, that control your gaze and safeguard your private parts. From this we understand, my dear friends, that if you do one, then the other one will happen. If you control your gaze, if you look after your eyes, whether it is on the streets, whether it is at work, whether it is in public places, whether it is on your digital electronic devices, on your phones, on your tablets, on your laptops, if you control your gaze, then this will help you safeguard your private parts. If you do not control your gaze, it will get you in all sorts of sin. It will get you in all sorts of sin. My dear friends, controlling the private parts and to be able to live such a life that a person, he only fulfills his desire in those avenues where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal, this is not something small. If you do this, this is a great achievement. Why is it a great achievement? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, give me, O my ummah, give me guarantee of two things. I will give guarantee to you of Jannah. I will give guarantee to you of Jannah. When I say to my friend over here, that look, come and do this for me, I will make sure this happens for you, then he believes in me straight away. This is not a normal person saying this. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is saying this, that you do these two things for me and I will guarantee Jannah for you. I will intercede, and I will continue to request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until I make sure that you get the Jannah. Allah ta'ala is promising us. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us the guarantee. What does he say? مَنْ يَضْمَنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لَحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخِذَيْهِ أَضْمَنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ Allahu Akbar. Whoever gives me the guarantee for that piece of flesh that lies between his jaws, he guarantees me that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will make sure I use this only in the right place. I will not use this tongue to backbite. I will not use this tongue to lie. I will not use this tongue to cheat. I will not use this tongue to slander. And he says, وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخِذَيْهِ That person who guarantees me that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will use my private parts only in those places, meaning I will fulfill my desire only in those places where Allah has made halal for me. He does these two things for me, I guarantee for him Jannah. Allahu Akbar. I guarantee for him Jannah. There's a question over here, my dear friends. So if there is someone, he controls his gaze, he controls his tongue. If there is someone, he controls his private parts, he controls his carnal desire, but he does not pray namaz. He does not go for hajj when he's supposed to go. He does not give zakat. So even this person, he gets a guarantee of Jannah. How? He's not got no other farz in his life. He's only controlling his tongue. And he's only controlling his private part. Like the hadith says. So does that mean he will get guaranteed Jannah as well? Muhaddiseen, ulama, when they answer this question, they say, These two acts are such that if you only use your tongue where you're supposed to, otherwise you remain quiet. If you only fulfill your desire where Allah has made it halal, otherwise you control your desire, these two acts are such that they will help you come into namaz. They will help you pay your zakat. They will help you go for hajj. They will help you fast in the month of Ramadan. They will help you do all the other branches and fulfill all the other rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will help you do this. And where we fulfill our desire in the wrong avenues, what is Allah Ta'ala saying? وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ تم زنا کے قریب ہی مت جاؤ, یہ بڑی بے حیائی کا کام ہے. بڑی بے حیائی کا کام ہے. Do not go close to zina, because zina, it is an act of great immodesty. It's an act of great immodesty. And where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Look what Allah is saying there, that if you pray your salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you from acts of immodesty. So look, if you control your desire, then you are doing an act of modesty, not an act of immodesty. So look, these are all connected. That when you are modest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you on the path of salah. Or the other way around, that if you are on the path of salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you modest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from acts of immodesty. My dear friends, these eyes, this is times of fitna. Yes, I know many of you are sitting there thinking, oh, Mawlana Sahib, you know, what's your life? You wake up in a masjid, you wake up in the morning, you go to the masjid. You go to the masjid, your work, everything is associated to the masjid. Your madrasa, your academy, everything you are doing is all associated to the masjid. But us people, we have to go to work. And where we have to, we're working in retail and we're working in the office environment, and it's very, very difficult for us. My Sheikh, my Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Salim Dora Sahib Hafidhahullah, he says, addressing and encouraging youngsters, he says that, oh my dear youngsters, oh my dear friends, yes, our life is only restricted to our houses and then to the masjid, and then we control ourselves. We control ourselves. Because we control ourselves, Allah is rewarding us. But you people, you go, you have to use the public transport, you have to spend long hours on the road, you have to go into work in the office environment, in retail environment, you are dealing with different people, different customers. Because you are, if you control your gaze, because there is much more tests for you, and because that every time you are passing this test, the reward Allah will give you for controlling yourselves, and the reward Allah will give us for controlling ourselves, is a massive difference. The reward you will get is much more greater than the reward we will get. Because the chances for us as sin are very limited. But you go college, you go school, you go university, you go to work. There are many, many more chances for you to sin. But every time you control yourself, you are being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you control yourself, you are being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, we will need to work hard in controlling ourselves. And look, every era has a different test. If you ask our parents, what test did you go through? They will say, we went through the test of poverty. We went through the test of poverty. And we had to put day and night together, blood and sweat together, to make sure that we can come out of this poverty. You ask somebody living in Syria today, what test is Allah putting you? They say, we're living in a war-stricken zone. And we've got constant bombing and shooting all day. Allah Ta'ala is putting us through this test. Allah Ta'ala has not put us through the test of poverty in this country, my dear friends. Allah has not put us through the test of living in war-stricken zone and bombs and shooting all day long. Alhamdulillah, Allah has saved us from all of this. But Allah has given us other types of tests. Allah Ta'ala puts us through other types of tests. What type of test does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what test is He putting us through, my dear friends? That day in, day out, we are going through all types of trials, tribulations and fitna around us. There's all sorts of fitna around of us. From a child when he's 10 years old, 12 years old in school, he has to put up with the fitna. Girls around him, our daughters when they're going to school, boys around them, and they're trying to get into relationships with one another, but this boy, this girl is trying to control himself. When they go to school, all types of fitna, drugs, you know, music, and intermingling with the opposite gender, they're trying to control themselves. So our era, this is our test, my dear friends. And if we pass this test, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam promise his companions? He said, "Inna min wara'ikum ayyama sabr." Inna min wara'ikum ayyama sabr. Oh my companions, after you, a time will come where they will have to do a lot of sabr. They will have to bear and they will have to become patient in fulfilling the rights of Allah. They will want to sin, but they will have to control themselves. They will have to be patient. They will have to be forbearing. Inna min wara'ikum ayyama sabr lil mutamassiki feehinna bima antum alayhi yawma idhin ajrul khamseena minkum. What did he say? That when my ummah will be going through these times of trials, tribulations, tests, forbearance, they will have to hold on firm. If they follow your way, if they follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they hold on firm and they control themselves in these days and they stay on the same path that you are on, the path of piety, if they stay on this path, then they will get the reward of 50 of you companions. Jo aadmi is zamane mein paak rehta hai, gunahon se bachta hai, gunah mein mubtala nahi hota hai, ye bardasht karta hai, uska nafs kehta hai ki uski taraf dekho, iski taraf dekho, nafs kehta hai ki iske sath taluq qaim karo, iske sath taluq qaim karo, shaitan bhi usko ye keh raha hai, lekin ye aadmi apne aap ko control karta hai. Ye shaitan kehta hai ye music ko suno, gana bajane ko suno, lekin ye apne aap ko control karta hai. Nafs kehta hai is film ko dekho, is TV ki taraf dekho, lekin ye apne aap ko control karta hai. Nafs kehta hai ke bank mein jao, ye ghar mortgage par le lo, wo fula kaam mortgage par le lo, aur ye business kaha haram hai, koi harj nahi, ye business shuru kar lo. Nafs usko har kisam ki gunah ki taraf le jata hai, shaitan usko har kisam ke gunah ki taraf le jata hai, zamana usko har kisam ke gunah ki taraf le jata hai, uska khud musliman bhai usko keh raha hai, bhai maine bhi mortgage le liya hai, tu bhi mortgage le le, ke usme kya haraj hai. کیا حرج ہے یار, وہ انٹرسٹ ہے لیکن سب انٹرسٹ لیتا ہے, لیکن یہ آدمی برداشت کرتا ہے, یہ آدمی فتنہ سے دور رہتا ہے. تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہم کو کہ ایسا زمانہ آنے والا ہے, لیکن وہ میری امتی, وہ میرا امتی جو اس زمانے میں صبر کرے گا, تم میں سے 50 صحابہ کا ثواب اس کو ملنے والا ہے, ثواب ملنے والا ہے, 50 صحابہ کا ثواب. تو صحابہ نے پوچھا کہ یا رسول اللہ ان میں سے 50 لوگوں کا ثواب ملے گا یا ہم میں سے 50, او 50 منکم او منا, ہم میں سے 50 کا ثواب, یا آپ یہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ ایک آدمی صبر کرے گا تو اس کو 50 آدمیوں کا ثواب ملے گا؟ تو فرمایا کہ نہیں, ایک آدمی کو اس کے زمانے کے 50 آدمیوں کا ثواب نہیں, اس ایک آدمی کو میرے زمانے کے پاک پاک صحابہ کے 50 صحابہ کا جو ثواب ملنے والا ہے, اس سب کو ایک آدمی کو مل جائے گا. تو جہاں جہاں یہ مشقت ہے, الاجر بقدر المشقت, العطایا بقدر البلایا, بھائی جتنی مشقت ہے, جتنی ڈیفیکلٹی ہے, اس کے بقدر ثواب ملنے والا ہے. آج ہمارے زمانے میں اتنا فتنہ ہے, اتنا فساد ہے جو صحابہ کے دور میں نہیں ہوتا تھا, لیکن آدمی جب برداشت کرے گا تو صحابہ کے دور کے 50-50 آدمی کے برابر اس کو ثواب ملنے والا ہے. اللہ اکبر. My dear friends, yes, it's difficult times, it's testing times, it's times of trials and tribulations. I also live in the same world you live in. I understand these trials and these tests and what our youth and what our generations are going through. I also see this. I also understand this, my dear friends. But what I am telling you, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we will control ourselves, if our children will control ourselves, we will stay away, we will control ourselves and not fall to the whispers of shaitan, not fall prey to the fitna and the trials and tribulations around us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will give each and every single one of us the reward of 50-50 companions from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear friends, we will have to, because we are living in such countries, and now it's not only in our country, wherever you go around the world, this fitna is there everywhere, in front of the Haram Sharif, in front of the Kaaba, when you are doing tawaf, this fitna is there in front of us, my dear friends. But we will have to control ourselves. We will have to learn how to control ourselves. We'll have to learn how to control ourselves, my dear friends. One muraqaba, one thing that we should imagine, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu says, one small boy came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Small boy, young man, 15, 16 years old, my age, 27, 28 year old boy, and young man, and the poor guy, he was a sahabi, he was a Muslim, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through this sin. We should never say, oh, this sahabi was so sinful. No, my dear friends. The sahaba were not sinful, or certain companions. Yes, they were from the companions who he done zina. They were from the companions who he listened to music. They were from companions who drank alcohol, even after accepting Islam. But Allah Ta'ala made them do this, because if someone does this, what should we do to them? What advice should we give to them? If it never happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would never know that what was the prophetic way out. یہ ہم کبھی نہیں, ہمیں کبھی نہیں یہ سوچنا چاہیے کہ یہ صحابی ایسا تھا, اور یہ صحابی زانی تھا, اور یہ صحابہ شرابی تھا, اور یہ صحابی میوزک سنتا تھا. نہیں میرے دوستو, یہ خود نہیں کرتے تھے, یہ خود نہیں کرتے تھے. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے ان سے یہ کام کروایا, ان سے یہ کام کروایا. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ اس وقت آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو علاج تجویز کیا, اس وقت آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جو نصیحت فرمائی, اگر یہ صحابہ یہ گناہ نہ کرتے تو ہم آج 1400 سال کے بعد آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی نصیحت سے محروم رہتے. لیکن اللہ تعالیٰ نے یہ کام کروایا تاکہ ہم کو اس وقت پر جو نصیحت ملنی چاہیے, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے یہ نصیحت ملتی. So what happened was, this young man, he came and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the masjid, sahaba were around him, and he came, and what did he say? Izan li biz zina. Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to do zina. What did he say? Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to do zina. My dear friends, zina is something, and everything that adds to this zina, today when we were in school, when we were small, our parents tell us that, look, don't just go and intermingle with anyone else. Look, they are daughters of our parents as well. We must respect women. It doesn't mean that we start talking to whoever we want, get into relationships with whoever we want. But slowly, 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 we lose importance for this. Slowly, slowly, now the more we intermingle with the opposite gender and the more acts of sin that we do, immodesty comes into our lives. Modesty, haya chali jati hai, or ya behayai a jati hai. So, slowly, slowly, immodesty came into this person's life so much. Can you imagine us going to our own parents saying that, give me permission for zina. Is that possible? Yeah, impossible. Hum soch nahi sakte. Lekin ye bichara itna behayai mein chala gaya tha. بچارہ گناہ میں اتنا چلا گیا تھا کہ نبی وقت کے پاس آ رہا ہے اور یہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ مجھے زنا کی اجازت دو. اللہ اکبر. So this person came and said, permit me to do zina. The sahaba said, what's wrong with you? Sahaba started telling him off. What's wrong with you? How can you say something like this? How can you imagine something like this? How can you ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for permission to do something like this? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? بھئی رہنے دو اس کو. رہنے دو اس کو میرے پاس لاؤ. میں ڈاکٹر ہوں, میں شیخ ہوں, میں اس کا علاج کراؤں گا, میں اس کو سکھاؤں گا. He said, don't worry about him, don't tell him off, let him come to me. He has come for help today. When the youngster comes for help, my dear friends, he is sick. We don't start telling him off straight away, we help him. When a youngster comes to our masjid for the first time, we don't say, oh, why are you doing this for? And why are you listening to music for? And why are you doing this for? No, we show them love. We say, come, embrace them, my dear friends. We're still in that Indian mentality. We're still in that old fashion that, oh, if somebody comes and his trousers are below the ankles, we tell him off. If he's listening to music, we tell him off. If his phone starts ringing in the masjid, we tell him off. Let go of this Indian mentality, my dear friends. If you want to stick to this old fashion, I guarantee you, you will lose the generations to come after you. You will have to step down from your old Indian and old old mentality that we have come from our countries, my dear friends. And we need to understand our next generation. The problem we are facing in this country, that we still want to stick to that mentality we have come with. And our children, they are being taught another mentality when they go to schools and college. We are walking in one direction. They are walking in another direction. We will lose the connection with our next generation, my dear friends. We will lose the connection with our next generation. We need to understand their problems and come down to their level. We need to come, and then coming onto the level, we must nurture them. We must teach them. We must teach them adab. We must teach them etiquette. We must teach them right and wrong. I'm not saying that let them do right and wrong. No, but you need to come down on the level to talk to them. So anyway, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look, he didn't tell him off. He didn't use the typical mentality. He said, don't worry, let him come over here. So he said, okay, O my companion, if I give you permission to do zina, tell me something. If someone done this to your mother, would you like it? ठीक है, मैं आपको जिना की इजाजत दूंगा, लेकिन मुझे एक बात बताओ, क्या अगर कोई तेरी अम्मी के साथ ये काम करेगा, आपको पसंद आएगा? फौरन कहा, नहीं 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 या रसूल अल्लाह, मैं तसव्वुर नहीं कर सकता हूँ, ये हमेशा मैं कैसे मैं बर्दाश्त कर सकता हूँ कोई मेरी माँ के साथ ऐसा काम करेगा. तो फरमाया कि तुम भी किसी और की माँ के साथ नहीं कर रहा है. फिर पूछा कि कोई आपकी बहन के साथ करेगा तो आपको पसंद आएगा? لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله, impossible ہے, یہ میں برداشت ہی نہیں کر سکتا ہوں, سوچ ہی نہیں سکتا ہوں. تو فرمایا کہ تم بھی کسی اور کی بہن کے ساتھ یہ کام کر رہے ہو. پھر پوچھا کہ کوئی آپ کی بیٹی کے ساتھ یہ کام کرے گا, آپ کو پسند آئے گا؟ تو فرمایا کہ لا, ہرگز نہیں یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, میں برداشت نہیں کر سکتا ہوں, میں سوچ بھی نہیں سکتا ہوں. تو فرمایا کہ بھائی تم جس عورت کے ساتھ کرنا چاہتے ہیں یہ بھی کسی کی بیٹی ہے, یہ بھی کسی کی بیٹی ہے. تو یہ صحابی سمجھ گیا. تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس کو قریب کیا اور اپنا ہاتھ مبارک اس کی چاٹھی پر رکھا, اس کے سینے پر رکھا, ہاتھ مبارک رکھ کر تین دعائیں دی, پیاری دعائیں دی. اللہم اغفر ذنب, اے اللہ اس کے گناہ کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ اس کے گناہ کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ میرے ہاتھ کے برکت سے وطہر قلبہ, اس کے دل کو صاف فرما, اے اللہ تو اس کے دل کی صفائی فرما. وَحَسِّنْ فَرْجَ, اے اللہ اس کی شرمگاہ تو اللہ تو حفاظت فرما. اس کے بعد صحابہ فرماتے ہیں کہ اس آدمی نے زنا کا سوچا تک نہیں, اس کا علاج ہو گیا. My dear friends, what happened? Young companion came and he asked, give me permission. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, come here. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him understand, didn't tell him off. You are such a bad person. Why are you thinking like this? How can you do something like this? This is what we do to our children. We tell them off straight away. We don't nurture them. Tomorrow after Fajr, inshallah, we'll talk about this. How to nurture our children. How to do their tarbiyah. We don't tell them off, my dear friends. We sit them down. We explain to them. We explain to them that, look, what mistake you are making is a very, very big mistake. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, fine. If I give you permission to do this evil act, would you like it if somebody got permission to do that with your mother? He said, no, of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I cannot ever imagine this. He said, would you like it if someone done that to your sister? He said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, no. Would you like it if somebody did that to your daughter? He said, no. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that what you are asking permission for, you want to do it with somebody's daughter as well. You want to do it with somebody's sister as well. If you don't like it for yourself, then why do you like this for anybody else? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then put his blessed and mubarak hand onto his chest, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, Allahumma ighfir dhanba, O Allah, forgive his sin, wa tahhir qalba, O Allah, purify his heart, wa hassin farja, O Allah, due to the barakah of my hand, accept my dua, purify his heart, and O Allah, safeguard his private part. After that day, my dear friends, this companion did never ever think about zina. So we need to also remind ourselves as well. When we're there in the shopping mall, looking at this woman, getting happy, looking at that woman, getting happy, looking at that, oh, she's so beautiful, she is like this, she is like this. Ask yourself, if somebody, just as the way you are lustfully and with desire looking towards this woman, if somebody looked towards your mother like that, would you like it? Hum pasand karenge, mere dosto? Koi hamari behno ki taraf is tarah dekhenge, to hame pasand aayega? کوئی ہماری بیٹیاں بیٹیوں کی طرف اس طرح دیکھیں گے تو ہمیں پسند آئے گا تو ہمیں بھی یہ سوچنا چاہیے میں جس عورت کی طرف دیکھ رہا ہوں مزہ لے رہا ہوں یہ بھی کسی کی بیٹی ہے یہ بھی کسی کی ماں ہے اور یہ میں اپنی ماں کے لیے نہیں پسند کرتا ہوں تو مجھے بھی نہیں دیکھنا چاہیے What should you, when you want to sin, when you want to look towards that haram, what should you remind yourself? That look, what if somebody looks towards my mother? What if somebody looks towards my sister? What if somebody looks towards my daughter? I would not like this. Then how can I look towards somebody else's mother and somebody else's sister and somebody else's daughter? Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh, he tells us something else to think about. He said, "Iffu ta'iffa nisa'ukum fil mahrami wa tajannabu ma la yaliku bi muslimi." Iffu تَعِفَّ نِسَاءُكُمْ فِي الْمَحْرَمِ وَتَجَنَّبُوا مَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِمُسْلِمِ إِنَّ الزِّنَا دَيْنٌ إِذَا أَقْرَضْتَهُ كَانَ الْوَفَا مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ فَعْلَمِ. He teaches us something very, very important to think about. Some real food for thought he gives to us. And he says, O people, عِفُّوا, remain pure. Do not get into zina. Do not use your eyes in the wrong way. Do not use your ears in the wrong way when the opposite gender. Do not fulfill your lustful desires. Do not, ye jo shahwate hai, unko aap puri mat karo. Ye paak raho. Jahan Allah ne aapke liye halal kiya hai, wahan hi aap apne khwahishat ki takmeel karo. Aur kyun? Aap agar paak rahenge, to tumhari ghar wali aurte bhi paak rahengi. تم جب پاک دامنی سے رہو گے تو تمہاری گھر کی عورتیں بھی پاک رہے گی. اور فرمایا وَتَجَنَّبُوا مَا لَا يَلِيكُ بِمُسْلِمِ, وہ کام جو مسلمان کو زیب نہیں دیتا ہے, وہ کام جو مسلمان کے لیے اچھا نہیں لگتا ہے, وہ کام تم مت کرو. پھر ہمیں سمجھایا کہ اِنَّ الزِّنَا دَيْنٌ, زنا تو ایک قرض ہے. جب میں حاجی صاحب کو قرض دوں گا $10,000, تو ان کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ وہ مجھ پر واپس کرے. تو فرمایا کہ زنا بھی ایک قرض ہے, جب تم کسی کے ساتھ زنا کرو گے تو وہ بھی واپس زنا کرنے کے لیے آئے گا. تم کسی کے ساتھ زنا کرو گے تو کوئی پھر آپ کے ساتھ زنا کرنے کے لیے آئے گا, تو آپ کے ساتھ تو نہیں کرے گا. تو کیا فرمایا, کان الوفا من اہل بیتی, یہ قرض واپس کرنے کے لیے کہاں آئے گا, یہ آپ کی بیٹی کے ساتھ یا آپ کی بہن کے ساتھ اس قرض کو واپس کرنے کے لیے آئے گا. یہ زندگی کی حقیقت ہے میرے دوستو. جو لوگ پاک رہتے ہیں اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان کے گھر والوں کو پاک رکھتے ہیں, اور جو لوگ ان گندے گندے کام میں لگ جاتے ہیں اللہ ان کے گھر والوں کو بھی ان گندے گندے کام میں لگا دیتے ہیں. الطیبون للطیبات الخبیثات للخبیثین والخبیثون للخبیثات. کیا فرمایا قرآن میں کہ بھائی جو گندی عورتیں ہیں وہ گندے مرد ملتے ہیں, اور گندے مرد کو گندی عورتیں ملتی ہیں, لیکن پاک مرد کو پاک عورتیں ملتی ہیں, اور پاک عورتوں کو پاک مرد ملتے ہیں. تو So what did Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi, what muraqabah did he teach us? What did he say? When you want to do a sin, when you want to give the lustful glance, when you want to think about, because when we look towards a woman, what do we start thinking? Oh, I want to fulfill my desire with her. I want to fulfill my desire with her. So what does Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi teach us, my dear friends? That don't think about doing zina. Stay pure. If you stay pure, then the woman of your families will remain pure as well. If you stay pure, the woman of your families will remain pure as well. And then he said, "Inna zina daynun." Zina is a loan. When you loan something to somebody, it's necessary for him to return it back to you. So he said, if you do zina, you are giving qarz to somebody. Now someone else is going to come and give qarz back to you. But he won't come and give it back to you. كَانَ الْوَفَى مِنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ. You do zina with somebody, they will come and do zina with your family members. So zina is not only just of the carnal desire, my dear friends, just of the private part. Zina is also zina of the eyes. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Zina al-aini an-nazr." Zina al-aini an-nazr. The zina of the eyes is misusing these eyes in the wrong places. Misusing these eyes in the wrong places. So whenever we do this, my dear friends, remind ourselves that when I am looking in the wrong way, then I must remember, I won't like it if somebody does this to my family members. I won't like it if somebody looks towards my mother like this. Let me control my gaze. Huh? You won't, 5 times in a day, maybe 2 times you'll be able to control yourself. Tomorrow, 3 times you'll be able to control yourself. If you carry on practicing, next day, 5 times, until a time will come, whole day, no matter what kind of nude woman walk past you, woman wearing inappropriate clothes, woman not covering their faces, doesn't matter. Allah Ta'ala will help you control yourself, my dear friends. Allah Ta'ala's help will come. And this is the hadith that I recited to you in the khutbah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna nadhrata sahmun min sihami iblis masmum." That the lustful glance, the lustful gaze is from the poisonous arrows of shaitan. What does it mean, poisonous arrow? Look, there are many channels leading to the heart. These eyes, they are sending messages to the heart. This mouth, it is also a channel to the heart. These ears, they are also a channel to the heart. Through these eyes, shaitan is poisoning our hearts. Through, by making us use these eyes in the wrong way, shaitan is poisoning our hearts. So he says, "Inna nadhrata sahmun min sihami iblis masmum." Every time you give a lustful glance, shaitan is putting a poisonous arrow into your heart. Shaitan is planting a poisonous arrow into your heart. But, because wherever there is a difficulty, my dear friends, and we control ourselves, Allah Ta'ala has promised us some goodness on that as well. So what promise does Allah give? مَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِ مَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِ. جو آدمی اس بد نظری کو چھوڑتا ہے, نفس کہتا ہے اس کی طرف دیکھو, اس کی طرف دیکھو, نفس کہتا ہے اس ویب سائٹ پر چلے جاؤ, اس ویب سائٹ پر چلے جاؤ, نفس کہتا ہے اس ٹی وی پروگرام کو دیکھو, اس ٹی وی پروگرام کو دیکھو, لیکن یہ کہتا ہے کہ نہیں, یہ میرے لیے دیکھنا جائز نہیں ہے, میں نہیں دیکھوں گا. نفس دوبارہ کہے گا, یا دیکھ لے, کون کس کو پتا چل جائے گا, دیکھ لے کس کو پتا چل جائے گا, دیکھ لے کسی کو نہیں پتا چل جائے گا, دیکھ لے مزہ اڑا لے. یہ کہتا ہے کہ نہیں, میں اپنے آپ کو کنٹرول کرے گا. یہ جہاد رہتا ہے, یہ نفس کے ساتھ جہاد رہتا ہے. یہ کہتا ہے مجھے نہیں دیکھنا ہے, نفس کہتا ہے دیکھ لے. یہ کہتا ہے مجھے نہیں دیکھنا ہے, شیطان کہتا ہے دیکھ لے. یہ کہتا ہے مجھے نہیں دیکھنا ہے, شیطان کہتا ہے کسی کو نہیں پتا چل جائے گا, دیکھ لے یار دیکھ لے. لیکن یہ آدمی, من ترکہا مخافتی, جو آدمی میرے ڈر سے, میرے خوف سے کہ یا اللہ مجھے سزا دیں گے, مجھے نہیں دیکھنا چاہیے, جو آدمی میرے خوف سے یہ بد نظری چھوڑ دیتا ہے, یہ نہیں دیکھتا ہے, تو میں اس کو اس کے بدلے میں ایک بہت بڑا انعام دوں گا, بہت بڑا انعام دوں گا. میں اس کو ایمان کی ایسی مٹھاس نصیب کروں گا, یجد حلاوتہ فی قلبہ, وہ اس مٹھاس کو اپنے دل میں پائے گا, وہ اس مٹھاس کو اپنے دل میں پائے گا. میرے دوستو, آپ ٹرائی کرو مسجد میں نکلنے کے بعد کوئی حسین عورت جا رہی ہے, لیکن اپنے آپ کو کنٹرول کرو, نیچے دیکھتے رہو. جب وہ چلی جائے گی تو آپ کو خود بخود ایک مٹھاس محسوس ہوگی. آپ کہیں گے الحمدللہ, اللہ نے مجھے بچا دیا, الحمدللہ. وہ آپ کو ایک مٹھاس, ایک آم اور مینگو سے بھی زیادہ میٹھی مٹھاس آپ کو دل میں محسوس ہوگا. میرے دوستو, رات کے وقت کوئی کمرے میں نہیں ہے اور یہ شیطان آ رہا ہے اور شیطان کہتا ہے اس ویب سائٹ پر چلے جاؤ اور یہ گندی چیز دیکھ لو اور وہاں چلے جاؤ یہ گندی چیز دیکھ لو, فیس بک پر چلے جاؤ یہ گندی گندی تصویریں دیکھ لو, یہاں چلے جاؤ یہ گندی گندی تصویریں دیکھ لو. اب یہ کہتا ہے کہ یار نہیں, یہ میرے لیے جائز نہیں ہے, میرے لیے جائز نہیں ہے. شیطان کہے گا کہ بھائی جائز ہے, دیکھ لو, سب دیکھتے ہیں, تم بھی دیکھ لو, دیکھ لو, اس کے بعد میں جا کے پھر آپ کی ویب ہسٹری ڈیلیٹ کر لو, کسی کو پتہ نہیں چل جائے گا. یہ شیطان آتا ہے بڑے روشن خیالات لے کر, یہ کہتا ہے کہ یار آپ کی بیوی کو بھی نہیں پتہ چل جائے گا, اے آپ کی بیٹی کو بھی نہیں پتہ چل جائے گا, آپ تو ماشاء اللہ داڑھی رکھتے ہیں, ٹوپی رکھتے ہیں, سب آپ کو بہت نیک سمجھتے ہیں, کسی کو نہیں پتہ چل جائے گا, بعد میں جا کے ڈیلیٹ کر لینا. یا شیطان خود ہمیں کہتا ہے, شیطان کبھی عالم بن کر آتا ہے, شیطان کہتا ہے بھائی کوئی حرج نہیں, بعد میں جا کے توبہ کر لینا. شیطان خود کہتا ہے بعد میں جا کے توبہ کر لینا, لیکن یہ کہتا ہے کہ نہیں, میں اپنے آپ کو کنٹرول کروں گا, کنٹرول کروں گا. اور میرے دوست, میں ایسے نوجوان جانتا ہوں جو ایسا کہتے ہیں کہ مولانا ہم کو پھر فون کمرے سے باہر پھینکنا پڑتا ہے کیونکہ ہم اپنے آپ کو کنٹرول نہیں کر سکتے, لیکن کنٹرول کرنے کے لیے ہم فون کمرے سے باہر پھینک دیتے ہیں, لیکن صبح میں جب ہم اٹھتے ہیں تو ہم مرر میں دیکھ کے مسکراتے ہیں کہ میرے اللہ نے رات کو مجھے بچا دیا. یہ ایمان کی مٹھاس ہے, یہ ایمان کی مٹھاس ہے. My dear friends, when we will control ourselves, look at the reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to us. Look at the reward Allah will give to us. That person who controls his the lustful gaze, shaitan wants him to look, his nafs wants him to look, but he controls himself. He looks down. He, you know, sometimes we are alone, my dear friends, and we are trying to, you know, shaitan is making us, putting us into our minds, and look at these pictures on your phone, and look at this filthy material on your phone, and on your laptop, and on your tablet. Get into this sin, get into this sin. But when he will control himself, and he will say, no, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. Again, shaitan will come, and shaitan will say, do it. Nobody will find out. Do it. Look, you can ask forgiveness from Allah afterwards. Doesn't matter. Do it. Do it. But he controls himself so much so he takes himself out of that situation. Allah Ta'ala says, because my servant he controlled himself, I want to give him a gift in return, I want to give him a reward in return, and this reward, heaps of reward will come to us in the akhirah. But even in this world, Allah Ta'ala will reward us. What reward will Allah give to us? Allah Himself, He is saying, أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. In return, I will give him such sweetness of iman. I will give him such sweetness of iman that he will feel that in his heart. He will feel it inside. He will look down into his heart and he will say, I feel so good today because my Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has saved me. So Allah Ta'ala will give this to us, my dear friends. Don't ever be fooled by shaitan when he tells us that, look, don't worry, nobody knows. Don't worry, nobody will find out. Because what words does Allah mention in the Quran? يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah says, Allah Ta'ala knows the deception of the eyes. Why has Allah called it the deception of the eyes? Because you will be there in your car. Your wife is sitting in the passenger seat. Sorry, you drive in the opposite way. So you are driving and your wife is sitting in the opposite seat and you are looking and you are looking towards this girl, looking towards this girl. Your own wife does not know that your intentions are wrong whilst you are looking around. You will be sitting in the room, and I'm not saying television is permissible, but for example, you are watching the TV, you are sitting on one sofa, your wife is sitting on another sofa, and that woman that comes on the television, you are sitting there thinking, why? Wow, she's so beautiful. She is like this, she is like this. Your own wife is on the opposite sofa, but she will not know that you are thinking like this. But Allah reminds you that you can deceive her. You can deceive her. You can deceive your friends. You can deceive everybody around you. When you will delete the history from your phone and delete the history from your web browsing, you can deceive everybody else. You are deceiving everybody. But يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. Allah knows the deception of your eyes. Allah knows all this deception you are giving to everybody. You may fool everybody else around you, but Allah understands the deception. That's what Allah said. Allah Ta'ala aankhon ki khianat ko jante hai. آپ اپنی بیوی کو خیانت دیتے ہیں, آپ اپنے بچوں کو خیانت دیتے ہیں, آپ ان کو دھوکا دیتے ہیں کہ میں تو کوئی گناہ نہیں کر رہا ہوں. آپ گاڑی میں بیٹھ کے بیوی بازو میں ہے, اس کو دھوکا دے کر آپ یہاں دیکھ رہے ہیں, یہاں دیکھ رہے ہیں. اللہ نے کیا فرمایا؟ اللہ تعالیٰ آنکھوں کی خیانت کو جانتے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ آنکھوں کے دھوکا کو جانتے ہیں. اللہ جانتے ہیں کہ آپ سب کو دھوکہ دے رہے ہیں لیکن آپ اللہ کو دھوکہ نہیں دے سکتے ہیں. یعلم خائنۃ الاعین وما تخفی الصدور, اور جو خیالات آپ کے دل میں جا رہے ہیں کہ یہ عورت کتنی حسینہ ہے, کاش کہ مجھے یہ عورت مل جاتی, کاش کہ میں اس کے ساتھ اپنی خواہش پورے کر سکتا ہوں, اللہ فرماتا ہے یعلم خائنۃ الاعین وما تخفی الصدور, آپ کے دل و دماغ میں جو خیالات جا رہے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ سب کچھ جانتے ہیں. تو جب جانتے ہیں تو کل قیامت کے دن اس پر حساب لیں گے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس پر سزا دیں گے. اللہ ریمائنڈز اس دیٹ اللہ نوز دی ڈیسیپشن آف دی آئز اینڈ اللہ نوز دی ایول فورس دیٹ گو تھرو آور مائنڈز اس ویل. مائی ڈیئر فرینڈز, اٹ از دی نیڈ آف آور ٹائم دیٹ سلولی 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 ٹوڈے 100 ٹائمز یو مس یوز یور آئز, فار ایگزامپل 100 ٹائمز یو مس یوز یور آئز, ایٹ لیسٹ ٹمورو وین یو ول ٹرائی ونس, ٹرائی ٹو ٹائمز, یو مے فیل 99 ٹائمز بٹ ایٹ لیسٹ یو ول پاس ونس. And my sheikh, my respected ustad, says that when you try to control yourself from sinning, the stamina increases, the power increases. So tomorrow, today you misuse your eyes 100 times. Tomorrow, from 100 opportunities that came in front of you, 99 times you fail, but at least one time you pass, you control yourself. The next day will come, only 95 times you will fail, 5 times you will pass, you will control yourself. Now the stamina is increasing. Now the stamina is increasing. Now the power is increasing. Next day will come, only 90 times you will fail, 10 times you will pass. So one brother came to me yesterday and he said, look, I work in this department store and I work in retail and every day hundreds of women are coming in front of me. How do I control myself? I said, you need to start somewhere. Don't give up. And don't say that, oh, I have no choice, so I have to keep looking. You need to start somewhere. Start and say, at least today, one time I will control myself. So I said to him, instead of looking at her, continue looking at your computer screen. And talk to her, serve her as a customer, but don't look at her. Don't look at her. This is the exercise. This is the exercise. Just like somebody unhealthy like me, if I go to the gym, the person will say to me, you need to run around the whole park once. I say, what do you mean run around the whole park? I can't even run for 2 minutes. But he says, don't worry, run for 2 minutes today. Tomorrow, run for 2.5 minutes. Next day, run for 3 minutes. The more we exercise, nobody goes into the gym and picks up a heavy weight. He starts off with a light weight. Then he puts more weights on, more weights on, more weights on. We have, this is the exercise. Similarly, controlling our eyes is an exercise. Today we will save ourselves 5 times. Tomorrow, 10 times. Until a time will come, my dear friends, that we could be in the middle of the worst of places. But because we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not let these eyes look at the wrong things. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it easy for us, my dear friends, not just the fitna of the eyes, not just the fitna of women, but all types of fitna around us. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He save us and He take us out of this fitna and He give us the tawfiq to stay firm and do sabr in this time of fitna so that we can get the reward that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ سبحانک اللہم وبحمدہ.